From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Obama administration is readying an order from the Treasury Department that would require companies that have received the most cash in government bailouts to slash pay for top executives. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The new order could come down this week. It is a direct response to news in recent weeks that firms such as AIG that were rescued by taxpayers are again paying out millions in bonuses. Such cash payouts would be slashed by as much as 90% at the seven companies that received the most help. They include AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, GM, and Chrysler, as well as the new car financing subsidiaries of GM and Chrysler. Salaries themselves would not be cut, but it's estimated the actual effect of the pay limits would be to cut total compensation for these executives by about half. Companies have long argued that lower pay would make it too hard to keep important employees, but the administration sees the need to balance that against the public sense that bonuses for bailed-out companies are unfair. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Communications Commission meets today to take up rules meant to preserve open access to the Internet. Telecommunications companies have launched a major lobbying campaign to limit the regulations, saying that regulation of the Internet will discourage investment in high-speed access. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Internet providers such as AT&T and Verizon have been lobbying hard against the FCC proposal, even before they know what it will say. But FCC Chair Julius Genachowski has already indicated he feels industry needs rules of the road to follow. Otherwise, he says companies will have the power to block traffic from, say, low-cost Internet-based cell phone services, which they compete with. Democrats in Congress are cheering the FCC on, while Republicans have largely sided with industry. The rules are being backed by a coalition of Internet advocates who support the idea of net neutrality, the idea that Internet providers should open their pipes to all comers. Wednesday, Verizon CEO Ivan Seidenberg lashed out at that idea, saying his company does not build dumb pipes. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Software giant Microsoft releases its new PC operating system today, Windows 7, and it is hoping for a big success after the debacle of its previous system, Windows Vista. Paul Adair is an early Windows 7 user who thinks consumers will be pleased.
One of the biggest problems with Windows Vista was the lack of third-party driver support, so people would find their hardware didn't work all of a sudden when they upgraded, and I think that's going to be one of the big things for consumers with Windows 7 is that everything will just work.
Some functions, such as email and photo management, are not packaged with Windows 7, but they can be downloaded free. This is NPR News. Two Pakistani soldiers died in Islamabad today when their vehicle came under attack by motorcycle gunmen. Police in Islamabad say an army brigadier and his driver were killed and a third person was wounded. There's been no claim of responsibility. Government officials say they suspect elements of the Pakistani Taliban. The Philadelphia Phillies are going to the World Series again. Last night, the defending champion Phillies beat the L.A. Dodgers 10-4 to win the National League pennant 4-1. It was a repeat of last year's league championship series when the Phillies also beat one in 5 games. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The Phillies rolled over the Dodgers Wednesday thanks to home runs from Shane Victorino, Pedro Feliz, and two from Jason Wirth. It was a quiet night for first baseman Ryan Howard, but he still won the Most Valuable Player award for the way he'd hit throughout the series, including 2 home runs and 8 runs batted in.
You know what? It's been a good feeling. Just been up there and just been relaxed and not trying to do too much. Just trying to get good pitches and hit him.
Dodger pitchers cooperated. They didn't pitch well, said L.A. manager Joe Torre, who still praised his team's effort.
I can't say that the Phillies wanted it more than us, but as I said, they were better than us this week. We're getting there.
Philadelphia is the first team to reach 2 straight World Series since the New York Yankees in 2000 and 2001. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Phillies will face either the New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Angels in the World Series, which starts next week. The Yankees are currently leading the Angels in the American League playoffs, and their next game is this evening in Anaheim. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.